Big one today. From the title, you can see that we have the man, the dirt man, as Coach Wallace calls him, I guess, Riley Moss on the show. We walk through how he was recruited to Iowa, what his time in Iowa City was like, and then what his life has been like the last few months as he's been training for the NFL Combine, the Iowa Pro Day, and trying to get drafted into the NFL. A whole lot more in this one as well. Please enjoy Riley Moss. Let's have a day. Let's go.
And we're back. Today's episode is going to be pretty sweet. It's a guy that we've been wanting to talk to for quite a while. Joined the podcast saying that he was living the dream. And folks, he ain't lying. Mount Rushmore of swaggiest white dudes to ever walk the planet. Leader of the Doughboys, which is one of the dopest nicknames of all time. Phil Parker protege, Riley Moss. Welcome to the podcast, brother. It's good to have you.
What's up? Happy to be here, man.
What's life like right now?
You know, it's kind of weird. It's like, you know, you have that, you know, where am I going to move my entire life to? Night coming up in about a month. So I'm ready to get that over with so I can kind of figure out, you know, where I'm going and, you know, what's going on. But I mean, other than that, I mean, I've just been, you know, pro day was yesterday. Got that done and over with. So I've just been hanging out.
How was it? How'd it go?
It was good. You know, I ran my 40 at the combine, so I only did I did the L drill, pro agility, and bench, and then the DB stuff. But it was good.
Well, you know, you're pretty average speed guy, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, sneaky athletic,
hard worker,
right? You know, blue collar,
lunch pail, you know, kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you would you crank out for the L drill and the? I'm just curious.
My L was a 6'4".
Holy shit. Oh, fuck.
And then, oh, man.
My pro was – I was kind of disappointed with my pro. My pro was a 4.12, I think. So
I want people to know how fucking absurd 6'4 is.
Ray got me at Ray had me at 6.30. So I mean, I think he was a little fast on his, but that was like the official.
Of course, he's got to help out the boys as much as possible.
You have to, yeah,
dude. And you ran the 40 in 4.45 at the combine.
Yeah. Yep.
Which was,
and we were talking about, it's hard to run fast at the combine. Like, the combine is notoriously slow.
Yeah, and it's just like people don't understand. Like, I was on my feet, you know, all day the day before at the hospital waiting, you know, 8 hours to get an MRI. You know what I mean? So like, you're not really put in the best position to be successful in terms of, you know, running fast times. So you really just gotta go with the flow and you know, kind of bend, don't break.
I was going to say the process there is that's part of their process. Like, they asked you to do that, right? Like, that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so that's.
It sucked. I mean, that was the worst part is the hospital. The hospital was awful. But I mean, like, once that was over with and stuff, it was cool.
For our listeners, by the way, especially the ones who are on YouTube watching, there's a character sitting in the Kevin Ward screen right now. It's Bo Bauer. He's making his appearance on the podcast. Bo, welcome in. You get to be here for a guest episode with the one and only Riley Moss.
I'm glad to be. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah,
we got you. I'm glad to be here. One, I didn't tell you guys that I was going to be on. I told Kevin to shut his mouth and not let anybody know.
And he shut the fuck up.
Yep. Exactly. He did. He's a boy, you know, got my back. And number two, I didn't think that, you know, the GOAT Riley Moss would be on here either. So I'm kind of overshadowed on this one by quite a bit. I was expecting into the pod, but here we are. So we're going to let it rip, boys.
The, you got any initial questions you want to ask Riley? Anything that jumps to the top of your head?
Right now, are you looking for an elite? What? Hold on. Kevin's right next to me. I'm sorry. Are you looking for an elite Carhartt sponsorship? Because that hat looks excellent on you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've gotten into the Carhartt. Yeah.
I think Riley's probably accepting any and all sponsorships at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Pay me anything. I don't care.
Trying to get the back.
Don't be
going back.
Never happened.
Casey's Pizza.
Oh, yeah. You did have the – your big Casey's Pizza guy.
They never paid me, though, dude. Like you know, like, Casey's, like, headquarters is in Ankeny. Like,
Yep.
You know, and I gave them – you know, I basically gave them Dave Portnoy, and, you know, still nothing. They couldn't even send me like a free pizza or a slice.
You didn't get a pizza out of them?
No, I didn't get a single thing.
Handed them all that pub on a silver platter and just didn't get anything.
Wait. Go back to the Portnoy thing. What do you mean by that? What do you mean you handed?
So
I was not on Twitter. Yeah,
I'm not on Twitter at all. I stay away from that.
So it was, I did an interview with Lysakow or one of those guys. Basically, so we visited New Haven, where Nico's from, which is you know, the pizza capital of the world. You know, that's what Dave Portnoy says. So I kind of just bashed that and said, you know, Casey's is way better than that East Coast style pizza. And
big props to you for that, because fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, yeah. So I fucking, you know, kind of was bashing it. And Dave Portnoy, you know, quote tweeted it on Twitter. And then it just kind of spiraled from there. And, you know, it was, it ended up being like a pretty big thing. But, yeah, they never gave me, you know, a coupon or like, you know, free ice. None of that shit. So
free ice. The guy can't even get an ice bath, guys?
I'm leaning to come and go, low key.
Yo, come and go is Kevin knows they got good shit, don't they, Kev?
they got good shit.
I got double K with the cream in the middle.
Hey, going back though to the right at the beginning, you said you're kind of in this spot where you just don't like it's. I mean, we were all there. It's like, where does my life go right now?
Right.
And does that give you anxiety? Are you a big anxious guy? Is that sort of something that kind of weighs on you each day? Or you're just like, let's get this over with?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it'd be nice, like, if it was just like, if it could get over with. But I'm not really anxious about it. Like, I mean, it's not a bad situation. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It's not I'm, you know, I wake up every day, I work out, play video games. It's not a bad life.
Best. Let me tell you right now, because we talk about it a lot on this fucking show.
It's the best 6 months.
You're never going to live a better 3 or 4 months in your entire life, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Like, Fortnite was peak Fortnite when we were going through the pro day prep. We would get up, train, get home at like 11, and then the boys would play Fortnite at 337 Benton and 339 Benton for 10 hours. And then we'd go to bed and wake up and do it again. I'm telling you, it was the most elite 3 months I've ever lived.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Plus, I was training down in Florida before the combine. So, I mean, I was just like, I'd wake up every day. You know, we'd lift at 1045. So, you know, it wasn't a bad gig down in Florida at all.
Easy living, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
How does that process go? Is that something that your agent hooks you up with or suggests, or you kind of had a spot beforehand that you knew you were going to go? Did you go with a buddy? What was that like?
Yeah. So my agent's Kyle Strong and he's kind of boys with, the guy who runs, X3 down in Fort Myers. So just said, you know, hey, you know, you should, you know, check this place out. You know, talked with the X3 staff and, you know, ended up deciding on that. And, I mean, it's kind of like, it's your decision, but you know, my agent, he knows the guy pretty well down there. So,
yeah. Is that like a whole full, what am I trying to say? Full, like they're giving you massages and like, you know, like,
yeah. So you got like massages, like 3 times a week. You're lifting 3 times a week. You're doing DV drills 3 times a week. You know, they got food all in house. They got, you know, hot tub, cold tub, sauna. So it's not bad.
Not too shabby. The boys didn't get that. I'll tell you what, the boys didn't get that one.
I would do anything for a meal prep service right now, dude. Catch me some training table for fuck's sake.
I've never wanted an ice bath so bad. I mean, I've never in my life. That's cool, man. The, I saw the articles come out like a couple weeks ago, Doctorman and all of them, right? And it's like, Riley Moss, he may look different, but he's got a real shot to play corner in the NFL.
Right.
I'm fucking dying.
It's usually the backhand. You always get the backhanded, but I mean, it's fucking whatever. Like, I know exactly what I'm fucking doing. So,
You've proven that once or twice, right?
Yeah. It's part of the journey. I love it, though.
That's sick. Would you say that, because I remember I listened to the Jack Campbell podcast, which was excellent, this past one, and he was talking about how he had a chip on his shoulder, Iowa guy, you know, just wanting to go off, make a name for himself. Like, do you kind of have that same kind of chip on your shoulder at all, like with all this bullshit going on with everyone saying this and that, especially, when you're about to kind of get ready for the next step in your life? Like, what do you say to that?
Yeah. I've kind of had that, throughout my entire life. Because you just, I'm a white corner, I'm a unicorn.
So, let's just say it.
So I've got it my whole life, and like, you just kind of get used to it, but it's definitely a chip on my shoulder for sure. And especially, I wasn't like highly recruited out of high school. So, I was kind of the last kid, in my class for Iowa. So, that added to the chip, I think. I think the reason that I, had so much success is because of that chip and always kind of saying, fuck you if you think I can't do this, So
you played with the fuck you, and like, you could see it, and it was phenomenal, and we loved it. This podcast is for 4 years, a big Riley Moss podcast, because Kluver started off, he was talking about how he knew you from Ankeny and this, that, he talked to you, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then you played as a freshman. We're like, whoa, this kid's kid. Whoa. And then you're Riley Moss. You're that dude.
He's got that dog in him.
Yeah, we took over your Benton house my freshman year summer. Me, Nico, and Spence.
Shout out to you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Love that.
It's kind of a hellhole, but it was. there's a place to live,
Motherfucker was built in 1910. Now,
you say 337 or 339? Which one did you go to?
What's the front one? Is it 337?
Yeah.
Oh, the scum hole.
Yeah.
This come home.
It built fiddle. How's the,
watch your mouth.
How did you enjoy, before we go back to how I know you before even Iowa, how'd you enjoy the laundry situation in that house?
Laundry situation. I don't recall doing my laundry very much in that house, to be honest with you.
You had to go down into the basement, bro, like the dungeon basement that had like 5 foot ceilings.
Oh yeah. I totally forgot about that basement. That it was fucking scary down there.
Scary.
Yeah, I made sure I didn't really do my laundry, to be honest with you. I just kept pulling clothes out and wearing them.
Yeah. So that's so college though. Like
I'm fucking 18 years old, living on my own for the first time. I'm not. Yeah.
And you grew up. You grew up. Went to Ankeny all your life.
So I actually went to Newton, Iowa till fourth grade, then moved.
Oh, okay. But the important years, middle school, high school, you went to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ended up at Centennial.
Yep.
And did you win a title?
No, that was during the Dowling,
reign
dynasty.
Dynasty, yeah. So I mean,
fuck those guys. Let's just say that right now.
But you mentioned this, and I'm gonna come back around to this, and this is where I first was like, oh, okay, like Riley's a dude, and so freshman year would have been your freshman year. Some little scrawny ass kid moves to town, starts playing basketball in Ankeny, and that's my brother, right, Zach. And
I wouldn't say scrawny; he's built.
Well, I mean, he was lifting with me, so I'm.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So anyway,
fuck this guy.
He starts playing, obviously, football. All of a sudden, he makes friends. He's friends with this Riley Moss kid, right? Pretty good athlete. Start hearing about Riley. He runs track. He's a good football player.
Good looking.
Debatable.
Got you, King.
The stash. The stash really does it. When you've got that grown out. But we're in Iowa City, so I don't get back for a lot of games, right? Like, I didn't get back very much. I think 1 year finally, it might have been your guys' senior year. You can correct me on this. Either junior or senior year. I get back for our bye week, and you guys are playing Dowling. and it's at home. And you guys ended up knocking them off. Now, they ended up going on and winning the state championship. But to end that game, you had a one-handed, like, OBJ pick on the sideline on a long throw, I'm pretty sure.
That would have been Ankeny in the playoffs.
It was against Ankeny.
North, okay. South. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you guys knocked them off, and they were obviously good too.
Yeah, yeah. But we beat them. We beat them in the regular season, but we got nailed in the dome.
That pick was the first time I was like, oh, because at that point you were like, you said you were lightly recruited. Iowa at least came along, and I was like, is this legit? Like, is this kid, can he play? And then you made a few plays, and I was like, okay, kid can fucking play, right? And I don't know, maybe I was being racist towards the white guy at corner, right? Made some plays, came in, year after we graduated, started making plays, now here you are. So what was the, going back all the way, like, was football always the thing? Was that always going to be the goal? Or did you want to run at some point? I mean, you're damn good. I think you have the state record in the
I did. Just got broke actually last year by a kid from like Spirit Lake or something.
Oh, shit.
It kind of pissed me off. But, I mean, it's whatever.
Do you say hurdles?
Yeah.
You ran highs?
Yeah. Yep.
He ran highs, man. Motherfucker ran highs better than ever.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, I didn't hear a single thing from like track though. Like I didn't hear from a single school.
What?
Track. Damn.
Yeah.
What was your record? What was the record you held?
It was 13.85 in the 110 highs.
Your boy ran highs too.
I can't run 100 in 13.85.
Well, you have stubby legs. There's no chance you'd ever run hurdles.
Genetically,
you wouldn't be able to do it.
But, Riley, how tall are you for real?
6'5".
Dude, our hurdlers were like 6'4", 6'5". Yeah. 6 foot is like the record holder?
That's badass.
That's ridiculous.
Dusted them all.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, track doesn't pay, you know what I mean? Like, unless you're, like, Usain Bolt, like, you're crazy fast. But, I mean, it was always football, like you said. Like, I grew up playing sports, and you know, I always loved football. Football was, you know, my true passion. You know, I wasn't – hopefully, you know, I was, you know, obviously the dreams to go to the NFL. You know, I wasn't trying to be a doctor or a lawyer or anything by any means. You know, I'm fucking, 2.85 GPA type of guy. So
C's get degrees, brother. Don't put yourself down.
The main reason you didn't pursue track is because you were banged up.
Yeah.
Bo, you just went in and out again. Fix your cord. I can't hear you. You're back. Yeah, you're back. By the way, don't get down on yourself for the old 285. I graduated Iowa with the 272. I own two of my own businesses, so it's all good.
Yeah,
third. Take it easy there, buddy.
Exactly. Thank you, Kevin. We own 2/3 of this thing. We could kick you off right fucking now, Gary.
You can, but you won't, and I'm the one who came up with it, so suck me.
I don't know if that's true either.
It absolutely is true. You get an offer from Iowa. Was that your only Division I offer?
I had Northern Illinois, and then like South Dakota State, North Dakota State, some FCSs.
And Iowa was late in the process, you said.
Yeah, yeah. So they said gray shirt scholarship offer. So I'd have to wait until – I mean, I was guaranteed a scholarship, but I have to wait. So I waited, that first summer, ended up getting it.
How'd that feel?
I was good. I mean, that was another thing. Like, that I definitely added, chip, because I wasn't even supposed to be there. I was the last guy in the door, basically, for my class. So – I ended up starting, my freshman year. So, it was all, if I could change it, I wouldn't go back and change how everything went. It's definitely grown me into who I am today. So
you didn't expect to, or maybe you did, get such important playing time early on. Did you?
No, like my goal, my freshman year was to just like make the travel squad, play special teams. You know what I mean?
Another guy buying into the message, baby. I love it.
yeah, you know, I'm going to do what I can to get on the field. And, you know, I end up, you know, kind of balling out and kind of surprising, you know, even myself and, you know, playing.
This shit's easy. What's everybody complaining about? It's football shit.
Yeah. Hey. Not bad. So, end up starting, you know, Minnesota, get 2 picks. That shit was crazy.
Agreed.
You know, after that first pick I got, I was kind of going, holy shit, you know, it's a dream come true type thing. Like, so, and it was only up from there. So
that's
the, maybe it was in the game, but maybe it was before this in a practice. What was the, we always ask this to guys, what was the like, welcome to the Big Ten moment? Could have been in practice from somebody, could have been in game. I know you had a rough game that people love to pick on you early on in your career, but
you know, Purdue was shitty. That was bad, but I'd say just, having to guard Noah Fant and TJ Hockenson every day in practice, dude. I mean, in two first round tight ends, like it's unheard of. So I
that'll
mean,
do it.
It was crazy.
Kevin's over there like, yeah, I understand.
Dude. Yeah.
Like Kevin was way slower and less athletic than you and had to cover him too. So he for sure feels your pain.
100%.
Yeah.
Bo, you had to cover him too, Bo.
Yes.
How'd you?
But I'd like to say, and I give, especially to George, he can say what he wants, but the best part about 9-on-7 was Coach Woods would let us line up in a 3-point stance. And we know what we're doing on 9-on-7, right? Against the offense. Yeah. Like they're either doing a slant or some kind of inside play. Yeah. Well, when you do a slant, everyone's reaching, trying to reach you. And so I would just line up in a 3-point stance and put my skull right in George's face, either that or TJ's or Noah's. And then when Kirksey was there when we were doing that too, like our freshman year. So you had Christian Kirksey lining up in a 3-point stance against tight ends. And that's death. That's disgusting. It's just complete concussion protocol every single time. I mean, the man, freak, first off. And my cord was messed up earlier, so I want to backtrack on what I said. I said that, Armas, the reason you're not doing track right now is because it hurt after every meet. Did you hear me say that?
No, I didn't hear you. Yeah.
Okay, it's because of that. But the only reason because of that is because your sack keeps hitting the freaking hurdles every time.
Oh, yeah.
You have such a huge...
Because the nuts are so heavy, baby.
That's what I was saying. I'm pissed off this freaking cord got broken up. Otherwise, you would have heard it earlier. But slapping the shit out of the hurdles every time.
I love it.
That's why you don't do track right now. You got to stay fertile.
Stay fertile. Jesus, where are we going?
Decently big, you said.
I'll
be modest. Be humble.
No,
it's just it's real average.
Warrior Technologies.
Hey, you know what? We shouldn't be modest about is the pork producers. Riley, you big fan of pork products?
Love it, here?
Dude. We're sponsored by the pork producers.
Okay, so you're gonna hook me up with some meat,
bro? Definitely need to get Riley a couple of coupons.
Give me that meat. Pork.
Yeah, I mean, we're all about the meat on this podcast. I mean, I got $20. We got a lot of pork around here. You heard it here first. Riley's probably had tons of pork in his career. I mean, Gray's served pork all the time. All the other people that came to the complex and gave us some delicious meals served pork. The Washington County Pork Producers sponsor this podcast. As you can see in the background here, I've got the apron. It's going to start getting a little bit warmer out, and we're going to start grilling up some pork products on the grill. Kevin's about to have his way with a bunch of pork products on his Traeger. It's going to get sexual over
Kevin
there.
Loves
so
meat.
Yeah, Kevin, there's nothing Kevin loves more than meat. Right, Kev?
We got $60 worth of frozen pork in the freezer. And once it gets above 60 degrees out, we are going to start smoking them up.
You're just going to have your way with that meat, huh?
I'm going to fuck it.
Wow. Pause.
Shout out to the pork producers.
Pause.
And here's the moment where I say, unbelievable that we're in a position to do advertisements like that. So just shout out, everybody's going to get pork now. Anyway, back to Riley Moss. So you get recruited, you come in, you get early playing time. Was there a moment like,
what was it like going back to the dorms after you balled out as a freshman, dude?
True.
You gotta let me know how godly you felt in there.
Yeah, I told him that I'm talking to Spence right now.
Bring him on.
Spence, come here. He said, hold on. No, it was cool. Like, I don't know. I, you know, some guys I think were, you know, I could tell that they didn't like fuck with me because, you know, I was playing and like they weren't
really.
I could get that feeling.
Wow. Sure.
Here's the stud.
The guy.
What's up, boys?
Spencer Beatrice. How you doing, bud?
Good. Good. Just, you know, living with this guy.
If you could describe Riley Moss in three words, what would you say?
Dirt, competitor, fun.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Love that.
It's a phenomenal first one.
Love dirt. I'll take it. Dirt. He said
yeah,
dirt.
Seth Wallace calls me Dirt Man. Cause like I just like, you know, like early in the morning, I'm not gonna take a shower, like screw that, you know, before you're gonna work out. So I walk in like probably 360 days out of the year in a wife beater and cut off, you know those gray Iowa sweatpants you cut
them in sports,
I think, wear those, you know, no underwear, and I got my loafers on, you know. Cause it's not a fashion show, you know what I mean? So
no, it ain't.
So Coach Wallace would call me Dirt Man. So
what a loser! And I can see Coach Wallace had Dirt Man coming.
I was
dirt
just gonna man, say, like, it sounds a lot more like, oh, here comes the fucking Dirt Man.
Yeah.
The only other person that looked that bad and that elite when he came into the complex was Drew Ott. Like that is Drew Ott to a T.
Yeah, that's
cut off sweatpants, didn't give a shit, long hair at the time, flops like. Didn't give a shit.
Well, yeah, man.
He's wearing some sort of cutoff that his nipples are showing.
Yeah, you know? Just yeah.
I feel like yeah, but the thing is, Riley, like you're the kind of guy who like kind of pulls that look off too, though.
Yeah, it's kind of dirty, but good, you know, like
looks good. But good, dirty, and then you go out and you also just run, you hawk people down on defense, yeah. So it doesn't really matter, right?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Did you in that? It's interesting that you say like you kind of caught that vibe from some dudes like, damn, this guy's playing like,
yeah,
but there had to be some, I mean, you obviously gravitated to, I think people get, they're interested when they hear this, but there's 100 plus guys on a team. Like you're just not friends with everybody on the team, right? It's just impossible. But obviously you are friends with some people. So you probably gravitated to some other guys who are kind of like, oh, these are my dudes. Like these guys are happy for me playing. What was that experience like? You know, you mentioned 18 years old moving into and trying to do your own laundry and stuff. But what was going off on your own into the dorms for that first year? Like, was that an easy transition going from high school to college?
It wasn't bad. You know, the dorms, I mean, you really got everything you need, especially like Peterson Hall.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you guys were pampered.
Yeah, yeah. Because where were you guys at? You guys were in
Hillcrest. It was great. And yeah. I have no complaints. I'd have fucking been there all my career if I could.
I'd still be living there if I could.
Not all your career, but 1 year's good for sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So Peterson was like, it was like 2 years since it had been built. So like it was still like brand new. You know, I had a good roommate, you know, Blair Brooks. He's down. He's actually running track to South Carolina.
Oh, shit. I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was a great roommate and, you know, there was a lot of great guys in my class, you know, I'm not trying to slander, you know, great guys, great memories too.
The, you were thrown in so soon and got action so soon that it was like, you probably didn't have a whole lot of time to kind of sit there and like think about it until after that first season.
Yeah. I mean, it was so hectic, you know what I mean? Like, cause like you guys know, like it's stressful in the season. Like you're really not thinking about anything else, but you know, the opponent and you know,
it's
what you
also need to stressful do. Being a freshman, dude.
Yeah. Cause you're just learning, you know, how to, you know, go about a routine, build a routine. What is a routine type thing? Cause
where like, McBride Hall is.
Yeah. In high school, it's like, you know, you go to class and that's basically it you got, but in college you have way more free time to, you know, do this and do that. So you got to make good decisions.
Do you have a moped?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I think you rode my moped for the first
time. I had your moped and then that thing took a shit on me. So I had to get rid of it.
It took a shit during his career, dude. I can't believe you got that thing out of the boneyard.
Well, CJ Beathard's moped is still in the back of 339 Benton Street.
No way.
I think it is.
It's either there or it's in that last stall bay.
Is it really?
I swear to God. It's either Chris Burr moved it somewhere or it's still there because it was there 2 years ago.
Yeah. Last time I was over there, when, like, Worfsey lived over there and, like, yep. Shooter. It was – there was still a moped back there, so.
CJ Beathard. Shout out Worfs. Same room. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dude, they lit – I mean, I'll tell you what. You guys took the residence of Benton Street and just carried the legacy hard.
Yeah. Some great guys have been in that little complex for sure. We had the greatest – one of my favorite memories at Iowa. You know, we had a darty during spring ball, you know, after a Saturday practice.
Crawfish ball?
Like the best time of the year. You know what I mean? Just electric. You know, everyone's pumped. You're done with practice for the week. So we got majority of the team to roll up, and then in that driveway it was packed.
You guys are rolling deep, huh?
Yeah. There was some dudes.
So we had the same thing, Riley. It was a crawfish boil, and we had kind of started the crawfish boil tradition. And
shout out to
the Paulsons. I don't know if you ever met them. Were you in school?
Yeah. They had a crawfish boil when I was there too.
Legendary human. So they started that in our driveway, and Kluver sat in his fucking bedroom.
Boo.
I'm an inside.
Boo. Boo.
Let's be honest, Riley, you and I wouldn't have been friends, not because we wouldn't like each other, but yeah, I just wasn't friends with anyone.
Or because you didn't like each other, or he didn't like you.
I like Riley.
I know you do.
You're right. Riley very well could not have liked me.
No, I liked you. I mean, you
hard guy to like. Hard guy to like.
I'm still a little salty about the moped shitting on me, but I mean, other than that, I'm
good. Hey, that's tough. You know what? And I'll be honest, that thing was it was a piece of shit when we bought it. I could barely get up the hill. In fact, the morning that Drake and I were late to the fuck, what was it called? The
what body was body comp measurement? Functional movement screen. FMS.
Functional movements. Mm. The FMS screen. We had an FMS at 6:20 in the morning, and Drake and I woke up. I swear to God, at 6:08, we made the fucking FMS.
Wow.
But Drake had a crotch rocket. I had a moped. So we ran outside. We both hopped on our motor vehicles at the same time. And he made it there in a minute. And I'm going, I'm running red lights down Melrose at 6:10 in the morning going, just pinned, going 31 miles an hour. And I run into the building. Dude, my heart rate's never been so fucking fast in
the
my
worst
life.
Feeling ever.
Did you ever have any of those moments where
I was late once. I slept through. I think it was a spring ball practice maybe. But I woke up to Nico banging on my door. And it was like fucking like 10:30, 11. Like they were done. Like I slept in.
You just slept through the whole practice?
Yeah. So,
bro.
That was the one and only time, man. It was fucking bad.
You were out like a light.
Yeah. Buddy was tired.
Yeah. That's the one time in my career.
Tell
dude,
us
I
what
was,
happened.
I was shitting myself.
Take us back. Because you had to drive in then.
Yeah. So, like, my girlfriend then, I was at her house, and that was off of Melrose. And, dude, I was just out. Like, I thought I set my alarm, but I must have not. And Nico came over and started banging on the door and shit. Yeah, I was late as fuck.
What would Coach Parker have to say about that?
It was farther along in my career where, like, I had kind of earned his respect enough where it was like, he was just like, you're a dumbass. But, like, it wasn't like, you know, you're a cocksucking motherfucker. You know those ones, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're laughing because you just hit that perfect,
bro. Oh, dude, I fucking – my freshman year, dude, Nebraska. Oh, my God. He just got his knees replaced. And chase me. I gotta tell you guys this shit. I mean, so you know, we're only up 3 points or 4 points going into halftime. So, like, right before half, they're kicking a field goal. And obviously, you know, I'm on the corner position and field goal block. And you know, I line up offsides, dude. So they miss the kick, but they get a retry because I was lined up offsides. They end up making it. So now I think it's like tied going into half, and I cooked down down into the tunnel because I knew Coach Parker was – he was chasing me. He was in my ear. Motherfucker, like bad, dude. And, yeah, he just got his knees replaced. So he's hauling ass with, like, two recently done knees. Like, and he's chewing my ass. And he's saying shit like – you know, if we lose this game, you're never going to fucking play here again. I'm like, holy shit, man. Like, I was scared.
Oh, man. Oh, that'll – oh, God.
I want to puke.
It's good to know that Phil still got it in him because he definitely tamed down during our 5 years. He's tamed down
even when I was – my freshman year, he was still pretty hot. And then he's slowly gotten
– dude, our true freshman year, I was so terrified of Coach Parker. Oh, yeah. He was a hothead. He was the defensive coordinator. I was just a little pissant, and he was terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying. The Doughboys started wearing a little bit of swag now.
Yeah, like
10 years ago, he would not be about
my freshman year. Like, you, like, to have a visor on your helmet, you had to be the man. You got to deserve it. You want to wear any wristbands or something? You got to
earn. It's like if you're a freshman and you're going up to Greg and he's like, I need some wristbands, need some sweatbands, I need gloves, I need a towel. You'd be like, who the fuck are you?
Good luck.
You think you're cool to dress like that?
If you guys just keep the mic in between you guys.
We'll get away from that then.
Just keep the mic in between you guys and it'll pick up both of you. Yeah, there you go. It's like you're sucking on the same lolly. Dude, so you had built up a little bit of Phil Parker credit once you
Yeah. So when I was late, it was more just like, you're just a dumbass. You know what I mean? But
did you build up a lot of that Greg Morris tokens as well?
Yeah, dude. So they built a new firehouse in Solon. So he was like raising money for it. My aunt donated some money and you know, so I had some good cred.
You bought fucking tokens, man?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't my idea. It was her. I mean, she, you know, she's a very giving person. So she was cool to do that. But I mean, I benefited from it because then Greg, you know, really.
So you actually got compression shorts without holes in them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's sick, dude.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you got to win. You guys fucking know. I mean, it's still.
Them tokens are hard to come by, dude.
We're idiots. We should have donated some money to something then.
Yeah.
Back to Phil being absolutely terrifying our freshman year, which was literally, that's 10 years ago, by the way. I told this in the Casey Kreider podcast, and it was just, it'll stick in my memory forever. It was, you know, 10 days into our freshman camp. It's hot as balls. This is back when what was going on, boys, our first year? Was the grass fields being worked on?
Dude, the grass fields are being worked on the entire time.
Half of our career.
You're right. So I believe they're re-turfing or re-sodding or something. So we practiced in Kinnick a lot our freshman year camp. Not a lot of room in Kinnick, right? The specialists are already in the way when there is room. But then you put us all into Kinnick, and now we have to kick over drills, over individual. So we're kicking. Mike Meyer sends a ball, or maybe it was Marshall, right into Coach Parker's drill. It might even been the fucking the wide receiver versus DB's drill where you guys hit each other.
Yeah.
And he turns around, and he goes, specialists, I need you to kick in the fucking parking lot. You guys aren't worth a fucking shit. And I'm like head down. I'm like, I didn't hear. It wasn't me. Like, it wasn't. I was not. It wasn't me, Coach. I swear to God, I'm not a part of it. And Casey Kreider, who had built up all the credit at this point, goes, "Hey, Coach Phil, if you put a fucking field goal post out there, we'll get out of your fucking way." And at this point, I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm leaving the practice. No one can talk to Coach Parker like that. That is not acceptable. I'm scared. I think the specialists have extra conditioning now. I'm very upset with Casey that he said that to Coach.
Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru, here to talk about Gray's Gourmet To Go. At Gray's Gourmet To Go, we are madly and passionately in love with three things: chicken lips, pizza, and great food to go. Chicken lips are the most beloved food in Iowa City. And if you don't know what a chicken lip is, you're really missing out. Our second passion is pizza. We're hell-bent on making great pizza. Yeah, yeah, you can get cheap pizza anywhere. But if you're a real pizza aficionado, you gotta try our meatball pizza. It's made with a natural starter. And like sourdough bread, it's soft and crispy and light as air. And the third thing that we're wildly and passionately in love with is great food to go. We believe you want to feed your family something great at home, but you're too busy with life to stop and cook. That's why we built Gray's Gourmet to Go. So the next time you need to feed the gang and you don't feel like cooking, just come to graysgourmettogo.com.
And like, you know, as a senior, you can talk to the coaches in ways that you can't talk to them. Did you find that just incredible, the relationships that you got to build to senior year? Like, oh, it's so sick. Yeah. You guys didn't have Doyle for the last few years, but like even with Coach Doyle, you could fuck around with the guys that like if younger guys tried to say something, they were screwed. But if you were an older guy, you had a little bit of leeway.
Yeah, it's definitely like I trained. So Doyle's I trained with Doyle down in Fort Myers.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And nice. So like that was cool to be around him. But no, like you're definitely right. Like your senior year, it just feels like, you know, like you're part of like the coaching staff. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
they're like, obviously you still give them respect and stuff, but it's like, there's some respect that they have on you as well that, you know, it's fucking sick.
It feels so good that they like it. You can feel that they entrust you with the program.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's cool for sure. Woods just, we just saw him. He stopped by after pro day. And was hanging with us for a little bit, but yeah, he's
How's our guy LeVar?
He's good, man. Same old.
He's gonna be a head coach someday, huh?
I think so, probably. I don't know if he wants to or not, but
he's gonna be a head coach.
That's the want, right? That's the want. Whether he wants to or not.
Yeah. So is Coach Seth Wallace, who actually texted me last night. Must have like finally stopped thinking about kickoff or something, and at like 10:30 p.m. he sent me a text. He's like, hey, by the way, through all this media and basketball and spring ball shit, wanted to congratulate you and the wife on the birth of your child. And I was like, oh fuck yeah, that's sick. Like, that's so cool. And he knew her name. He said the birth of Kinley, and I was like, oh fuck
yeah.
Like,
her name's Jim.
It's not Jim,
it's Jim. Jimbo.
Dude, Riley, quick question for you though. You said you were down in Florida with Doyle. How's that going? Like, because like I haven't really even heard anything, you know, like what Coach Doyle's been up to and stuff. Like, how's he doing and everything?
Good, you know. He does the strength portion, and then there's another guy that does like the speed. But no, he's good. And Dylan was down there too, cool. Training. And then,
is he still a freak?
Yeah, Dylan.
Yeah,
he was even at Baylor, you know, he was playing both ways. He was, you know, playing fullback and linebacker. So I mean, he was he had a good situation rolling with them down in Baylor for sure.
Yeah, he was the man there.
He scored touchdowns.
Were you guys the same class?
Yeah, yeah. I lived with him actually for like a year and a half. But yeah,
that's good to hear.
That's sick. Is he gonna? Does he have like a real shot? I haven't really followed.
Yeah, he should get an opportunity somewhere.
If you can play linebacker and you've proven you can play fullback, like, if you don't make the roster as a linebacker, the team could still like you enough to keep you. Like, he's got a bright future.
How tall is he too? He might be able to do it like Parker Hesse's doing, like at bare minimum.
Yeah, he and I mean, I think he's been working on long snapping too. So I mean, he can. He's trying to do it all.
Bo Bauer was a long snapper after our career ended as well.
Yes, sir.
Shout out. Yeah, you should learn too, Riley, just in case, you know.
I know. It's not bad. I mean,
you could probably be a kicker, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, that's too much pressure. I don't know.
I see. You're right.
Me and Josie Jewell after each practice kicking balls every day in front of Coach Ferentz. Never ended up happening.
Never got the opportunity.
You, Riley, you chose to come back for this past year. What was that decision like going all the way back to when you made it? I assume you went through the process of like the NFL draft advisory stuff, the whole thing. Take us through that. What was that like?
Yeah. So last year, you know, I was pretty set on leaving most of the year. And then, you know, the bowl game, the Citrus Bowl, you know, that week I was really like, you know, I had to really make my decision. And I was like, fuck, I mean, I love Iowa football. I love the guys I'm around. I love the locker room. Because you just can't buy that. You know what I mean? You only get so many years to play Iowa football. You know what I mean? And I knew the NFL would be there for me if I stayed another year. So, I mean, it was a win. It was a win-win like situation, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's a fucking hard decision. You know what I mean? So, you know, I sat down and then, you know, kind of weighed the positives and negatives and you know, there's some stuff I wanted to work on, you know, if I stayed another year and, you know, I was, you know, I wasn't over Iowa football yet. So
that's a good, you know, in hindsight, we could tell you that's a damn good decision, my man. Cause if we could all get another year, Drake might not, but I'd take it.
5 years.
Dude, it's you. Like you said,
give me the training table, man. I want some free dinners, dude.
You can't buy it. All those guys come in and they, you know, the coach will have honorary captains or whatever throughout the year. People talk to you, and they all come in and they're like, "Hey, man, enjoy the time you got here because you're gonna have a kid and a wife someday, and you're just not gonna have a group of guys who all have the same mission again." And it's
you live with all your best buddies, like you're having, you know, a sleepover with your friends every night. You know what I mean?
it's so sick, dude.
Yeah, you fucking, you're living with your boys. I mean, it's cool. I'm really taking it all in right now because, you know, I only got a month left of it. So,
you're a big boy. You're a big boy now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the best part too. Like, you're just like, hey, Spencer, guy, come in here. Like, I remember those days too, where you're like, hey, like, catch your ass in. Damn it. Like, there's nothing better, dude. Like, there's nothing better, and you're gonna miss it. I think about it every day. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
The response was pretty positive when Riley Moss decided to return to the Hawks. That had to feel good as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the people around you. You know what I mean? And you know, I got great folks, and I got great friends. So great family, and you know, it was a hard decision, but I mean, I think I, you know, if I could go back, hindsight, everything, I'd still make the same decision. So
talk to me about the Doughboys.
Yeah. So that was I think it was Matt Hankins, came up with that. And then we just kind of started rolling, you know what I mean? And it was kind of dope. Cause Come and Go came in and gave us a deal. We're selling shirts and shit.
Got merch.
So that was cool. Yeah. So, it was sick, you know, I don't know too many, you know, position groups that, you know, kind of have that. So
you guys might be one of one in the country. I mean, we don't follow everybody, but, to the point where like news outlets, media, like they know you guys as the Doughboys. I mean, you guys had to play well too. But
yeah, I mean, we were getting hella picks and shit. You know what I mean? Like it was like, you know, these guys aren't slapdicks and they're calling themselves, you know, the Doughboys. You know, that'd be like corny as hell.
Now you're just the number one defense in the country for a couple of years running. So
yeah, like we're scoring touchdowns almost every game type shit. Like,
speaking of you, I. What does it feel like to have two pick sixes in a game?
Dude, that was crazy. Oh, crazy.
You had all of Kinnick just feeling electricity.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big game. It was like they were ranked, we were ranked. Like, you know, like Michael Penix is a good quarterback. Like,
their season turned out not how they wanted it to, but the going into that game was like, it was hyped.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then, yeah. So like I looked on my phone after and like I had probably 7,000, 6,000 followers on Instagram. I got like no bullshit. I think I gained like 3 to 4K followers after I did that. Like it was berserk. Like it was crazy. And like, yeah, it's hard to describe because it happened so fast. Like in the moment, it was more just like, holy shit, dude. Like what the fuck? That was, you know
what I mean? Like, you were floating.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, it was fucking crazy, man.
That, I mean, when you think of like top experiences in games at Iowa, that's got to be up there.
That is up there. You know, I got hurt Penn State in 21, but that shit was rocking,
dude. I was there. I was there in the
We were ranked like second in the country after that. Like we were talking about like I remember like we were having drinks after the game with the boys and we're talking about like, bro, like we could beat Georgia. Like we're gonna win a fucking natty. we were talking so, dude. Yeah, it like. Obviously, you know, our defense was fucking great and our special teams were great. And you know, our offense, you know, could score more, but
it wasn't great. Hey, we'll say it. It wasn't great, but
it wasn't the best. And you know, it, we were just off our shit, bro.
But you were high on life after that game.
Dude, it was, yeah, we were saying some shit like we needed to be humbled. You know what I mean? And we did get humbled. We did. Purdue humbled us.
Facts.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Purdue has tended to do that.
They humbled us too.
All the way back to our senior day. So
yeah, there's something about Purdue, man. I mean, they fucking, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but
100%. Yeah. Going to that point, do you have a specific time after a game, like post game, that you remember more than any other? Because for me, I don't know about you guys, but after Ohio State, like that night was so fun. And like, you guys catch my drift. Like it was fun.
I know Drake's is after that Michigan game.
Yeah, dude. I was an absolute lunatic.
You do? I think so.
Oh, man. See, Ohio State for me, that was like the highlight, like after, because chaos, you know, you guys, tomorrow morning, you guys are good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's done. You know what I mean? When that happens, you know it's legit. And, like, we went off.
Yeah. That's why
you know what I'm saying? For sure. So, do you have like a specific time or a couple times that you remember like, hey, like after this game, like this was a fun night?
Penn State 21 was like we fucking owned the town. Like it didn't matter like where we were at. We were skipping lines, free booze. I mean, it was like a movie, man. It was crazy.
He said it was a movie. Oh.
Dude, it was
Yeah, that's I'm so happy that you guys got one like that. I really am.
Yeah.
It would be sad to talk to a guy who went a full 5 years and never got a game where it rallied the city, right? Yeah. And fortunately, we got two of them.
Did they still in the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a good – yeah. Yeah, had a good field storm. Those are fun.
It was madness.
And it was just like, bro, the three offense false starts in a row that
it was loud.
I think Seth or Jack, I can't remember which one, almost killed their quarterback on a stunt. We had a lot of Kinnick experiences. I was a spectator, and that is in the top five Kinnick experiences that I had. Like it was
you couldn't hear yourself think type like I know like people say that, but like it was fucking loud, like unreal. I mean, it was crazy.
And when did you get hurt in that game? Was it in the third quarter
or
was it before halftime?
It might have been before halftime.
It was a weird injury where it was a long pass deep.
Picked off and then I landed on my knee, which like bent knee, which like tore my PCL. And
Kevin also tore his PCL and it just isn't a part of his body anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need a PCL. I mean, I got an MRI at the combine and shit. And like, they're like, hey, good.
Yeah.
No, so can you do the weird thing where you move it back and forth?
Oh yeah. She moves.
Oh yeah.
Lucy. She moves. do you remember anything that Coach Ferentz said after the game in that locker room? Was it was that an emotional day for him?
Yeah. You know, he was, you guys know, like he gets very emotional, but like we would get hyped during his like speech when he'd start kind of like breaking down and we all start like going crazy and then he'd just start bawling like it was electric, you know what I mean? Like it's so sick.
There's there isn't a guy who cares more.
No, yeah, that's what people don't understand. They're like, fire, fire, fire. They don't fucking understand. Like, this dude, like, prepared me not just, like, to be a good football player, but to be, like, a good person, you know, be a good husband someday, be a good father someday. Like, it's like he's just a great role model, and all those coaches are. Like, it just prepares you for the real world.
He's unreal.
Yeah, I think that's what it is in those moments, man. It's like you're just so happy to have made a man that you have so much respect for that proud that it moves him to tears, and that's what gets the boys going.
Dude, yeah, like after the bowl game this year, I gave Coach Parker a hug, and he broke down and started crying. Like, Coach Parker, like, that was like probably top five moment of my life, just because, like, that dude is, it's hard to earn respect from that guy, and he's had a lot of guys that he's produced. So that was like a really special moment.
Damn. That's
dope.
Yeah. It was really cool. And same with KF too. Like, I don't know if you guys saw that picture of me hugging him up on the podium.
Yeah.
That was really cool as well.
Probably felt good to go out on a nice little bowl win too.
Yeah. Shut him out. And then, you know, got revenge cause we played him in the Citrus Bowl a year before. And then on top of that, New Year's Eve, Nashville,
mm-hmm.
They gave us the per diem. We got free money. You know, it's just like, are you kidding me right now?
How long did that per diem last you? Nashville bars ain't cheap.
Not long in Nashville.
We went out like during the week. We went out like once early on, and it didn't last that night. I mean,
that's fun.
We were rolling.
Nashville is one of those spots we always wanted to go to. That in San Diego, we never had the chance though.
Yeah. What was I just going to ask about? I forgot.
You guys Ybor City in Tampa?
No, not Ybor City in Tampa.
Oh,
no.
We're supposed to go there?
I went there. Went there.
Non-Venus? What?
What?
And we're talking about strip clubs. Okay.
world renowned.
It is world renowned.
Yeah,
you've been there?
Non-Venus. Goated.
You've been to Miami?
Yeah.
My man.
Dude, I got a story about he had his per diem, and you know, he was getting a dance or whatever. This girl, like, he didn't realize, like, the longer that she keep asking him, he'd say, yeah, you're good, like, keep going, whatever. He didn't realize it was fucking more money. So he spent his entire per diem that night on this girl who wasn't that hot. So we give him shit about that a lot. Not to slander, man. He's gonna fucking text me and be like, you fucking.
he's good
also, hey, but also that he's recouked that per diem plenty of times.
He's chilling,
but has he recouped the pride though? That's the question.
Probably not. It's gonna take a while. It's gonna take a while. Do you
man, Riley Moss a legend.
Yeah, I can't even, I don't even know where to go. Oh, I know what I was gonna ask about. This fucking guy, Cooper DeJean, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about him, but I didn't want to be a dick rider.
I'm gonna ride it like the chick that you got to dance from. Like, I like, is this guy? Tell me about this guy. He's got like the super swag.
Yeah, he's just like, he's so like soft spoken. You know what I mean? And like, but like once he gets on the field, dude, it's just like, it's hard to describe just because he's so athletic. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God.
I don't know if you guys seen like he's got like a dunking video from high school. Like,
it's unbelievable. He
was just putting it on fools.
Yamming that shit. And he went to some small consolidated OBGYN or something like that, dude. And he was lighting shit off, man. Yeah,
dude, Riley Moss, I fucking love you. It's OABCIG, I think. But OBGYN is a place that you have to visit at some point.
Yeah, it's the gyno, right?
Yeah, I think so. His high school mixtape for basketball. He's only 6'1", right?
Yeah,
but he dunks like he's 6'8".
Yeah.
I didn't get it. And I understand he was playing, there was a several scrubs in on the teams he was playing, but he played in some, I mean, he basically won a football state championship by himself.
Yeah.
You ever see that play in the state finals or state semifinals that he like runs all over the field for like 48 seconds and then scores a touchdown? Yeah. He's unbelievable. He just has that switch, huh?
Yeah. It's just some guys are just born with freaky shit, and he's born with some freaky shit. You know what I mean?
But does he also carry like, I feel like he's the kind of guy that you just like, he's the kind of teammate that you like, I can't fuck up. Like, I'm going to, if I let Coop down, I'm going to feel real bad.
That was what was so good about our defense too. This past year is like, everyone felt that way. So, I mean, you know, we all kind of fed off each other. That's why we saw so much success.
It had to be so fun to play on that defense, bro.
Dude, it was because you knew everyone was going to do their job. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about nothing except what you needed to do. And that's,
is cool, but defense sets the tone for every team. Like, defense sets the tone for a game.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. We had a pretty good defense for sure.
Decent.
Did it ever get boring in practice just whooping up on them every day?
No, it was fun. Like when we go O and D, you know, we wouldn't be allowed to send blitzes and stuff because they couldn't pick it up. You know what I mean?
Well, you're not going to get a lot done with
yelling at us and shit, and we're fucking poking the bear, Coach Parker by poking them. And, God damn. Yeah, dude, it was. We were beating them up.
You guys are so stupid. Bo mentioned that we just had Jack Campbell on the podcast, and I'll finish with this. Maybe the other guys have some other questions to finish up with, but he mentioned that after football, he might legitimately be interested in like getting into politics. And so, Jack Campbell
said he wants to be the governor of Iowa.
He's going
to
be the governor of Iowa.
I could see that. We had a lot of political talks for sure back in our block corner.
Really? Does he have your vote?
Yeah, I mean, I'd give it to Campbell. Are you kidding me?
Would you run with him?
No, it's too stressful. I wouldn't fucking. No. I mean,
how would they let you wear wife beaters and sweatpants around the Capitol?
Yeah, I just don't think I'd pick up some votes. You know,
they wouldn't let the. No one would. You don't think anybody would vote for the dirt man?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably get like, you know, the dirty rats of the world to vote for me, but I don't know.
Hopefully you play in the league for a long time. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, hopefully that's the plan.
Boys, anything else for a guy?
We got to let G-Bone in here.
Oh, yeah.
G-Bone's been in the background. We got a producer.
This is our producer, G-Bone, who's chilling in the back.
What's up, Riley?
What up, G-Bone?
I do have a question for you. So it seems like every Iowa football player I meet does an impression of Kirk Ferentz. Do you do one? And who does the best one on the current team?
I personally can't do it very well. Spence!
Get him in here. I was going to say, get his ass in here now.
Hey, Spence! His girl's over. They're probably doing
something. Oh, we don't need to pull him from the...
But he does – his is great. I mean, hey, dude, can you do your KF impression?
Like if Riley was late to a meeting?
I mean, holy shit.
That was pretty good.
Well, yeah. Give me like something to say. Give me a...
It's Kirk Ferentz ordering a pizza.
Holy shit.
Oh, no.
Take some mushroom. pepperoni. And then he'll go, his laugh, they're like...
I thought, you know, fuck it up. Let's do two large. Two large.
That was so good. Yeah.
Spence, that's fantastic.
You know, back in 2002, I had a pretty good pizza here.
Oh, shit. That fucking pizza back in 86, that was humming. All right.
Thanks, dude. Sorry. Yeah,
thank you, Spencer. Thank you so much for that, Riley. God,
this is good.
I think that's the best one I've ever.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. God. Dude, I
thought Camp was here.
I think he sound that Spencer sounds a lot like Brian when he talks.
Oh yeah.
Can't top that. Grant, fantastic question.
Yeah, I got another one too for you, okay. Riley. You were in a lot of clips from the Senior Bowl. I wanted to know what's T-Bubba's deal with being so obsessed with your mom?
Dude, did you fucking see that little kid? He asked the same shit to like my girlfriend and shit too.
Yeah,
like,
and he did one with your mom too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, like, I didn't know what, like, is there something that I'm missing behind the scenes or?
No, dude, I don't get caught off guard. Like, I'm a pretty witty, quick person. Like, this motherfucker had me on my fucking, like, knees, man.
Some kid asked you about Zach Wilson banging moms or something?
Yeah, asking, like, he's like, if you went to the Jets, what would you do if Zach Wilson was flirting with your mom? That was a question.
Dude, what?
And I'm sitting there like, who the fuck let this kid on the field? Like, it was crazy.
That's
like, I sat there like with – dude, it was nuts, man. But, I mean, he's a great kid. His dad's filming him too. So, yeah, he's a good little kid.
That's unreal. Well, anything else, boys?
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, dude. Thanks
for having me on, boys.
Thanks, dude, Big Diesel.
The fans are going to thoroughly enjoy this one. I think we can speak for that. And when you get drafted and you go ball out and keep proving people wrong, in a year or so, we'd love to talk about your rookie season.
Yeah, I'm in.
And thanks for making a lot of plays for the Hawks so that we didn't have to kill ourselves during those years.
Facts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it was brought up a couple times about doing that. So thank you.
All right, that's episode whatever of the Wash Up Walk-Ons. Thanks, Riley, for coming on. Thank you guys for listening. We will talk to you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.